Today is Monday, June 14th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we had a weekend. Man, weekends fly by so quick. So quickly. Quickly? Quick? Fast? They fly by so fast, and then it's the week again. I guess luckily the week also flies by fast, and I don't know why I'm wishing my life away, because honestly, you know, I want the week to end as quickly as possible. I would really like to flip it and have the work week end really, really quickly, and you go, oh my gosh, it flew by. I wish it, you know, and then the weekend, I wish it was the other way around, where you were thinking, where you were basically at the point where you're tapping your fingers on your table in boredom, going, oh my gosh, when will this weekend ever end? That is what I would want for my life, is to just, and it doesn't happen that way, because the week is 5 days long and the weekend is only 2 days. Ugh. So anyway, we had a weekend, and I, as per usual, we recorded Mix Minus. Daniel was going to go RV shopping on Saturday, so we ended a little bit early, and I didn't pass out like I did the time before. I did not pass out. I did watch the last two episodes of... I think I did. Now I'm getting really confused, but I believe what I did is we ended, and then I think I watched something. I don't think I watched, I can't remember now. I believe I watched the last two episodes of Hacks with Gene Smart, but it was really good. I watched it at some point. And then I went to bed, and on Saturday, Mark had a haircut, and so he went and got his haircut, and I slept. And then I had decided that I wanted KFC. I don't know why. I just had decided that I wanted KFC. Because I only splurge on weekends, I get these cravings for things, you know, that I probably wouldn't even normally get cravings for. But the thing is, I just get tired of things that I've had really frequently. And so I get to the point where I start thinking of, well, what can I have that I haven't had in a long time? And so I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I want KFC. We had watched a commercial or something. And so we went to KFC. So he got back from his haircut, and then we went to KFC. And so we went to KFC, and oh, I forgot one thing, actually. We got up, I forgot a lot of things. We got up early and we walked, because it's been really hot around here, and Mark has said, oh, we should start walking in the mornings. And so I said, oh, well, why don't we walk early on Saturday before your haircut if we wake up? So I woke up early. I don't know why, because I wasn't in bed until probably 1:30, but I woke up around 7. And I said, hey, why don't we go ahead and go walk? We'll walk about 7:30, and then that'll give you time to get a shower before you go to your haircut. His haircut was at 9. So we walked, and they have this farmer's market thing that they do now at our park. And it happens every Saturday. And it's such a pain in the butt, because the walking path goes right through the tents that they put up for the farmer's market. And so even though these people clearly can see that you're a walker and you're doing multiple laps, every time you go through, they're saying, oh, can we interest you in a funnel cake, or, you know, whatever it is they're selling, some homemade plum jelly, you know. And so I said, also, if we go early, maybe we'll get there before, because I think the farmer's market doesn't open till 8 a.m. So I said, maybe if we get there around 7:15, 7:20, 7:30, you know, we'll get there before their high pressure sales pitch. And although, yes, that is correct, we got there before the high pressure sales pitch. people were setting up. And some people, I guess early birds, were already finished setting up. And so we still, this one woman was, she was walking from her car to her booth that she had already set up. And she, I think she was selling some plants of some sort. Because they have all kinds of things. They have, I don't know, crafts like bird houses and those little, you know, I don't know if any of you were this way. When I was a little boy, a popular gift item was a wood burning set. I don't know if anyone, I mean, this is like the most hazardous thing that you could possibly give to a kid. It's this metal rod that gets so hot that you can burn wood, you can char wood, and it's got like a pen tip on it. But you're not using ink. It's just getting incredibly hot. And it burns the wood. And so you can burn lettering into wood and all. And you can make signs. It was really popular when I was growing up. I don't even know if they still sell this. I'm sure they must. But it's very dangerous to give to a child. You could either start a fire or burn yourself really badly. Or both. But it's like that. You can find signs that I feel like must have been made with wood burning sets. And you can buy those. You can buy muffins and homemade bread and all these things. But I don't want to buy anything. I don't like to be sold to. So I said, you know, if we get there early, we can avoid the crowd. So this woman, she was walking from her car to her booth that she had set up. She wasn't even in her booth. We hadn't even made it to the booth. It's 7:30 in the morning. They're not even starting selling till 8:00. And she dropped her glove. And so Mark was really friendly and he picked up the glove and he handed it to her. And then she said, oh, thank you. You know, I'm selling plants over there. And then we're like, oh, okay, cool. And then we walk past her because we're walking faster than she is. And as we're walking past her, she's continuing to say, oh, yeah, I've got some nice herbs and we've got some, you know, if you're interested, feel free to swing by. And we're like, oh, thank you. Cool. And then she says, you know, I've got some flowers. She just keeps going. She's like selling. And we're walking past her. We're going faster. She just does not. And we keep saying, okay, great. You know, as we're like moving past her, we're like, okay, thank you. Thanks for the info. We got it. You know, you're good. You have a coupon. And so even though we got there early, these people still wanted to try to sell to us. And it's odd. And every time we do a loop, somebody would say something to us. And of course, each time we do a loop, another booth has appeared because they're all getting set up before 8:00 when it starts. And so every time we do the loop around, we're new to somebody. So even though we went early, it still didn't. So anyway, so we did that. It's not a park, but there's another pond area that has a sidewalk around it that people use for walking that's also nearby. So we're probably going to on Saturday start going to that instead of going to our local park. And it's not that much further away. The problem is I've timed those laps at our local park to exactly how many laps we need to do to get as many steps, time, etc. that I want to get. And I haven't done that for the other one. So the other one, I have to say, well, you know, we need to get around 40 minutes or 45 minutes. And so then, you know, we've got to figure out how many laps that is. And it's, I don't know. It's just extra stuff to think about. So we did that. And while Mark went to his haircut, I decided I wanted a little breakfast, even though we were going to have KFC for lunch. I decided, oh, I want some breakfast. And so I went to McDonald's. I got a chicken biscuit and a hash brown. Not just one chicken biscuit, one hash brown, nothing extravagant. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to see, because the chicken biscuits at McDonald's, I don't know if I said, I feel like I said Walmart. But anyway, the chicken biscuits at McDonald's are a little lackluster. I love a chicken biscuit, but they're not that great. And so I thought, you know, I have some Chick-fil-A sauce. I love Chick-fil-A sauce. I had some Chick-fil-A. They sell it now in containers, you know, in squeeze bottles in at the grocery store. I was like, I have some Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm going to try that on there. I put some of that on there. It was so good. So good. It made it. It made it. It was really good. It was very enjoyable. So I had that. And then when Mark got home, and then we went to KFC. It's splurge weekend. Oh, by the way, just in case anyone is wondering, I had lost about 2.2 pounds. So I gained a pound, but now I lost 2 pounds. So I've now gotten back on track and lost an additional pound. So I'm good. I've lost around, I guess, 25 pounds now in total. And so we did that. So we went to KFC and which was on the other side of town. So it was like 20 minutes away. And so we went to KFC. I got my extra crispy chicken. It was really good. I will say this. I'm usually a chicken strip man because I don't like bones and things. It's too much work. I don't like bones. I don't like to have to gnaw a bone. It's just not my thing. But I got the extra crispy and the flavor, the seasoning, and the crispiness of the outer coating is much better than the strips. But it's a lot more trouble to eat and your hands get messy and you're trying to gnaw all around this bone. And anyway, I got that and a couple of biscuits and mac and cheese and coleslaw. It was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And then we just kind of hung around the house in the afternoon and laid on the couch and watched MasterChef Australia. We didn't really have a lot of plans in the afternoon, and I decided I didn't really feel like mowing, even though now, you know, I've got to mow every week now. But I decided, oh, I'll do that on Sunday. And so we just kind of vegged out on the couch, which I'm glad that we did that. I was a little bit sleepy from getting up so early. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.